Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like it. And I really appreciate that. I hope that your week started off wonderfully. If not, no worries. Every day is a new journey to start. It's another chapter, like every chapter. I mean, this is what day, ooh, child. Let's see, 31 days in January plus 29. That's 60 days plus 11 days. So basically, we were on chapter 71 of 366 for the year. So it's like for the book of 2024. So it's like, you know, and forgive me if my math is off. It is late. But in this chapter, it's okay. Sometimes you're not going to always write a super stellar, amazing chapter in your day. Sometimes some days are mundane. Some days are trash. Some days you don't get the right start to your week, and that's okay. It's all about how you handle it, right? Get some rest if you can. If you're needing some sleep hygiene tips real quick because you're still up listening to this podcast, because I definitely released it late at night for my worry warts and my overthinkers out there, sending so much love to y'all. Maybe try turning down your air conditioner to a little bit, maybe like 60, like high 60s in the temperatures. And go ahead and, you know, get your room a little cooler than you would normally have it so you can facilitate the environment for a restful sleep. I need to actually pull up these studies, but I remember speaking to someone who worked at a college who actually was helping folks with their sleep hygiene. And she was telling me that, you know, cool, dark rooms are really good for promoting good sleep hygiene and, you know, taking away those phones before bed. You know, even if you're listening to me, no need to look at the screen unless you're going to leave a review or subscribe. But, you know, just it's keeping your eyes off the screen for like 2 hours, you know, an hour or two before bed. That's really helpful because it gets your eyes adjusted away from those blue lights that tend to harm our eyes low key in the long run. But it's a whole nother conversation. And also, you know, reading a book, if you need to be stimulated, reading a book, having a book by your bedside, just, you know, reading a few pages until you get sleepy or, you know, until you're finishing the whole book. Because for some of us, we can't sleep. And for those of us, because I'm never above what I say, some of us might need some intervention. If you need to go to your medical provider or your naturopath or your herbalist to figure out what you need, go ahead and get that done. Sometimes we try to handle things ourselves and we might need a little more assistance. So if you're unable to sleep, even after trying certain things, yoga, stretching, breathing, some folks like to chant, pray before they go to bed. If that's all not working, make sure it's not something that's medical. Sometimes our body gives us signs that we're not paying attention to until it's way late in the game. So if it's still something where you're needing some assistance, go ahead and get that assistance per your comfort level. Okay. So with that being said, y'all, I just wanted to put that on you all's heart. Sweet dreams, everyone. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. Remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.